You fail to hit the monster. Your hit points are running low. Your mana points have long been exhausted. What do you do? What do you do? Well, in this case, you lose. You slink away, defeated and dejected. Next time, you need to plan a little better. Listen to Detention with Ashelon on Radio KOL, where it's not a spoiler, it's just sound advice.
Yeah. Hi, guys. This is Ashelon. I wasn't around last couple of days. Was off trying to win a state title, and we did not do it. So, second place for Quiz Bowl for my school. For the third straight year. Grr. Oh, well. Hi, guys. This is Ashelon. This is State of the Kingdom, a two-hour strategy discussion show. I don't think I did one last weekend, because I was off being, like, Easter-ish with my family. And I won't be doing one next weekend, because I will be in Washington, D.C. with another competition that my kidlings have won. So, this is like my one show in a bastion of 2 weeks. And then I'll kind of get back to normal after that. So, yay. Lilith says my vocals are good. I was kind of worried, because last time I had messed with Skype on something, it fucks with my sounds. Apparently, it's done. Yes, I will be in D.C., but I will be extremely, what's the word here, regimented on my schedule, a.k.a. government red tape Nazism on where we can go and when we can do it and how we can go and how long we have there and yeah. So, I know Al Bassoon has hello Leatherette. I know Al Bassoon, okay, has wanted to come like visit me or something. So, Noodle, we'll talk once I get done with the show, okay? Because Allie was trying to arrange something. She's understanding that I'm like busy as hell, and she's like, "Well, okay, we'll figure out something." It's like, okay, so we'll talk. All right. Anyway, Jello Boy is finally doing hardcore. Yay. Long enough. My news, I guess. Ashelon, continuing the Oxy Loop. He's on Life 3 of 6. And I'm really highly considering, and I mean highly considering, once the loop is done, and once I do my 11 softcores, and once I finish getting 5 stainless steel suits, doing Oxy Loops. I kid you not. It's very just calming in this game. because, yeah, I'm so tired of speedrunning Dark Eagle, but I have so close to getting finished with everything I want to do, and believe it or not, I'm almost on leaderboards for most ascensions and lifetime power. So, I was kind of glad to see that. Anyway, I do not really have a topic of discussion today because I'm kind of brain dead. So, I'm up for a whole 2 hours of questions, but that means that you guys, you know, have to send in questions. And how that works is you can blue message me, that would be slash MSG in chat, Ashelon, that is spelled A-S-H-A-L-L-O-N-D, or if you prefer the player numbers, that is 67689. So please feel free to send questions. And this is kind of the one show that looks at the game from a player's point of view, not the developer's point of view. So we're not looking at it like a Jick and Scully, okay, hey, can you add this? Because I don't have any control over that. But if you ask me, hey, how do you do this? Or what's the best way that you think we can do that? Then, feel free to do this. All the music for today's show will be from Kong and Country. Kong in Concert, which is the OC Remix project dealing with Donkey Kong Country. Highly recommended. If you're interested in getting these songs that I'm playing today, then do a little Google search on Kong in Concert. It'll take you right to the page. You download the whole thing. Boom, they're yours. They're out there free. Highly recommended. Anyway, so I'm going to play a nice triple shot of Kong in Concert, like I always do, to give you guys time to send in your questions. And then I guess I'll probably talk about what's happened since I did the last State of the Kingdom 2 weeks ago. We've had a few things occur, and then we'll go into questions. Hopefully I can do the new stuff update, and they'll kill half an hour, and we can save that second hour for just your questions. So this is Ashelon. This is State of the Kingdom. I wish I could have guests on here. I hate Skype. I hate my computer. I hate that they don't like work together with my broadcasting software, because if they did, life would be good. And I can't use Winamp because it picks up the hum of my fan, which is quite loud. And you can kind of hear it now. But on Winamp, it's really loud. So anyway, Kong in Concert, three songs. We'll come back. State of the Kingdom. Blue Message to Ashelon. In-game. Yay. State of the Kingdom here on Radio KOL. Okay. Nice little 15 minutes worth of Kong in Concert. I said it's pretty good. I threw the link out there for anybody who wants it. Alright, so, man, what else happened since last 2 weeks? I know it tastes oyster eggs, you know, yay, oyster eggs, blah, blah, blah. I really can't think of anything else dramatically interesting that happened. Let's see here, they put the, lifetime stats that I've been whining about for 6 months where you can see them now. Let's see here. I really can't think of anything else that's happened over the last 2 weeks. Okay, guys, I'm not that stupid. I'm just being sarcastic with you. I mean, come on. I was only gone for a couple of days. I mean, jeez. And actually, I found out that they had internet in the hotel, so I was able to kind of, you know, keep track, you know. What else? You can do clan recruiters on, search now. You don't see PvP messages from people who ignore. Some new hilarity stuff. Oh yeah, Chattering Teeth. I haven't actually used mine yet. Day one, boom, Chattering Teeth. I'm like, yeah! That's nice. And then I was talking to AdWriter, and he was like, man, you have to get one of those? And so I was like, well, let me go see. I haven't pulled Dark Eagles yet. Boom, I'm like, hey! Here, have some teeth. So I've got like three so far on the two characters that I've had, so I've got an extra one. Might be a prize for some other day that's not today. Wrestling? What wrestling do you talk about? Oh, come on, guys! Yes, we have the KWE that started out, and everybody's bitching about the artwork, that it's not of the right, you know, style for KOL. You know what? I don't care. That was pretty good art. I mean, like, honestly, if you're trying to get all, like, the merged characters that Sin did, how are you going to do that with stick figures? I mean, come on. Honestly. No, seriously, I think that was pretty cool. And I don't have any problems with that artwork. I think, you know, something's a little bit different. You know, and it's kind of one of those things where it's sort of the MMG, you know, you're still going to be losing me, probably, for other people, and I would bet that there's probably a small percentage that's coming out. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know if it's a meat sink or not, but I don't know. I think this is just a way to do more interaction between the characters and have something interesting. And we do have a new chat channel with that. Oh, my God. A new chat channel, the listen-only KWE channel, which will only be broadcasting during matches. I don't know. That's pretty interesting. Those were pretty interesting. And yes, I'm quite fully aware of the Sneaky Oyster Day. Sneaky Pete's Oyster Day. Get drunk. Find oyster eggs. Ah! You know. I have to say, I'm reading the special oyster basket adventure, and I am laughing my ass off at the taking pity on those who can't get drunk as much as they want to line. I'm like, oh my God. So I got a ride out of that. Who is the smart guy who told the newbie, still xenophobe your soul, he'll give you meat? Oh, that's funny. Anyway. Oh, God. Meanwhile, St. Sneaky Peace Day, yes. We had the blending. You could hunt eggs, or you could get drunk, and instead of finding a cheap can opener, you found, or bottle opener, you found a corkscrew. And the corkscrew allowed you to pop open a bottle of wine for the Easter Bunny, who got promptly rip-roaring drunk and gave you a adult-sized Easter basket, complete with eggs and booze. And that piece of crap, plastic grass, that gets here. You know, the only thing that's worse than plastic grass is, like, fake snow for, like, getting places that you can't get rid of it or finding it, like, 3 months later, like, God damn it. You know, or icicles. Icicles are just as bad. But anyway. Yeah, I just got, just listening to KW. Yeah, you just turn on listen, and then you don't worry about it. But anyway. With the St. Sneaky Peace Day, you could get fake grass, and you could make an outfit of grass, and you get a spiffy little Easter egg-looking thing. And other than that, that's about it. And of course, the questions, I know they're going to come up. Well, do we invest in the baskets / grass? Well, let's look, shall we? Fake plastic grass right now is going for just about 60,000 meat. And the outfit pieces are actually going for more. Going for 64,400, 65,000, and 69,000. Why is that one so much higher? Let's see here. The blade gives you 5 melee damage. The hat gives you magic points. And the skirt, which is the expensive one, gives you 5 moxie. I don't see why, because the boss back breeches are better. But anyway, you do have the outfit, and you put them on, and we are pretty. And, so you have your outfit. So, but then, yes, the questions, really. Diamond-studded fronts. Oh, that's for the teeth. Okay. I hadn't seen that one. Anyway, but going back to the original question, whether or not these things are worth investing, I mean, It depends. If they never come back, if there's never a confluence of the two, and they don't somehow blend this in together, which is very possible, then possibly. I mean, it would kind of act like a bow tuck. I mean, if you look at like a bow, you know, a bowler or bow tucks or anything like that, you know, the bowler is now up to, the bow-legged pads are 600,000, the bowler is 610. you know, I mean, the thing is, though, that took like a year and a half for them to get back up to that price, because they were down under 100,000, just like this grass suit is. And I'm not even sure that the bow pants even really, you know, the bow staff's okay, it's pretty decent weapon. The bow-legged pants is a little stronger moxie, and then the bowler is a it's a lighter version of the crown. But, you know, I'm looking at these things, and honestly, you know, I guess for right now, what would be the best for you guys to look at is kind of look at the history of how the bow items did, and look at the time, the price it took for them to get really expensive. It took about a year, guys, for them to stop dipping down and coming back up. And you remember, all the bow things came from the Crimbo stockings. So they all came out of there. You know, and so if you look at Crimbo stocking, you got, you know, those are going now for $8 million. And, you know, Ascension did not win at the Bowtech, that's true. And then if you look at the Pressy, which is what was inside of it, the small one, it's $9.3 million. So, I mean, yes, it's very possible then that the baskets may go more expensive compared to the individual items, but it is going to take time, you know. The goodies baskets are already up to $86,000. So, yes, if you're a long-term investor, yes, it could really be a good investment, but it's not going to be one that starts up like, you know, next week. So there you go. Am I keeping all my baskets? Uh-huh. Because I plan on being around for another year or so. So anyway, I mean, that was really kind of the big item that was happening. Let's see here. Apparently, some people figured out the hot stuffing. It's not been spoiled yet. Or if it has, I've not been told. sorry, guys. Got a little slight allergies here. And then, there's apparently some, new trophies here or there. Jake's laughing about one of them that's simple enough for a newbie, hard enough for a veteran to find. Like, fuck you, those are the worst. And, we're talking NCIS. Oh, my wife loves that show. Loves that show. And I get a kick out of it. I do love the Israeli character. She's a kick. NCIS. It's kind of like a military version of CSI, if that makes any semblance of sense. Anyway, what else? What else interesting things going on? I don't know. Anything really dramatically interesting happened? I know Rift did his contest, and I was gone, and I came back and logged in, and my team was going, yep, game's over. They've already won. I'm like, well, crap. So, you know, meh. I'm not even sure that I would even figure out how to win the damn thing. Because the first thing was like, find a page. And I'm like, fuck. So, So I know that happened. Hardcore Ascension thing from Ineos still going on. So, yeah. Let's see, what else? What else? I don't know. Let's see, who is leading the Hardcore Ascension competition from Ineos? Town, not inventory, would be the place to look. Hardcore Ascension Contest is currently being led by Fox Mulder, who is level 11, as he tied with Toper, level 11 as well. And we have some interesting strategies going on here. We have two, and now this is going to kind of be the interesting. This is going to see how this is going to flesh out, because this was my one question. If I look at the top five, there are two players who went Pasta Master and Disco Bandit. So they picked up the Disco Bandit to get cocktail crafting, also take effect of the Mossy Days that ran through here last week. And then everybody else doing Pasta Master Sorcerer to get reagent foods. This is going to be interesting to see if the extra booze from Disco Banditry outweighs the food, the extra stats from there from the better food. That's going to be kind of the break, because really, if you look at that, there is really not anybody who is still in play who did not start out Pasta Mancer and went Saucer and Disco Ben. I mean, there's Tiny Plastic Heidi, which is Pasta Mancer Accordion Thief, but she's four levels back. Life, I don't know a darn thing about the hot stuffing, honestly. I know some people have found it. I know that apparently whatever in the thread has clued them in to do it. But no freaking clue how to do it. Let's see here. This thread's a lot longer than it remember it about the new trophy, so maybe somebody's found something. Let's see here. Looking. Okay, for the record, I love the SIG that people put whenever they had really two big pictures that put the I'm a rule breaking jackass. I love that. I don't care who does that. That is absolutely the freaking hilarious thing ever. So I enjoy that. Let's see here. Look, they are not finding this new trophy. And for the hot stuffing, I don't know anything. Like I said, I don't know anything about the hot stuffing. I've not been spading this weekend, because like I said, I was out and away. Let's see here. Someone who has one going, here, buy mine, and I'll help us do some other stuff. And, let's see here. No? Nope. I got nothing. Life is a lemon. Absolutely nothing. All right. Yeah. So apparently, people are trying to figure out the sneak it. Then, like I said, I just feel so bad about not being around for all these contests this last weekend. I'm gonna be gone again next week. Like all of next week. Okay, I'm going to play a couple songs because I'm rambling, and yeah. And then we will start and answer your questions. So I've got two more Kanye concert songs. Like I said, all these things can be found by doing a Google search for Kong in concert. If you have any questions that you want me to go over today, during today's show, if you would just blue message those to Ashalon, that is player number 67689, just go ahead and send that in the chat. Do not have to send an actual message. Unless you have attached stars or rubber emo rows, then please feel free to send those to me. And, Waterboy, didn't you say today's discussion topic would be 3-day runs? You know, I might have said that before this weekend when my brain was fried. And if I did, I apologize. But, that would require me to prepare. And, oh, no, I will explain this weekend when I come back, because it's interesting. Anyway, so what a boo, sorry. I think actually I did say that because she wanted me to talk about that since I do a lot, and I apologize. Maybe next time around. I'm sorry. My bad. Because yeah, that would have required me to prepare and yeah. If it wasn't for you guys asking if I was coming up and who was recording it and asking that you guys were ready for this show, I might have actually just done music because I was kind of in a blah mood. So, I'm so good today. I am so responsible. Alright, I'm going to shut up now and play some music. This is Ashalon, State of the Kingdom. Your question's next here on Radio KOL. So, I'm kind of reading right now through the awards puzzles for Rift's game. Dear God, I could have nailed, like, I could have gotten 2 or 3. I saw them immediately. I was like, I know what I gotta do. I mean, just damn it! 4 would have stumped the fuck out of me. Anyway, let's see here. You know, I should probably cut and paste these. I learned the dramatic pause from Driver Ed Films. Either they did not see the sign, or they chose to ignore it. Bam! Okay. That's, Can you comment about the Naughty Sorcerer's move to level 13 in any ETA? This will affect planned runs. Basically, what I've been told, and everybody's been told on the Jake and Scully show, is that when it happens, we'll kind of get warning that it's going to happen. Like, not a few days before, but at least a respectable amount. We're going to get new level 11 content. We're going to get new level 12 content. And I think 13, 14, 15, they're going to build some other stuff later, or possibly with it, for them to do, for characters to do, but they can kill the Night Sources at level 13. I personally would like to see the Night Sources at 15, but then again, I also have a bunch of runs, and, but yeah, you know, so. I would expect it at least for a month or three, honestly. Just because it's not going to, it's not, it, you know, they said this is going to be tested more than Ascension because they really don't want it to mess up. Okay, we got them all cut and pasted. Let's continue on with the questions. Doppelheathen asks, have you checked out the John Wilkes booth yet? And do you feel the character illustrations are too fancy for this game? As I've said, no. I like them. I think they're funny. Lord Saline asks, can you explain the trophy equals meat sink concept? Should I do this? Why or why not? Discuss with examples. Okay, you're paying 10,000 meat to get a picture put on your profile, and then sometimes you're doing, okay, most of the time, you're doing activities that are not, oh goodness, meat efficient. You know, if you're wanting more meat, you go farm the peak. But if you're wanting a trophy, then you're farming for goat's milk instead. Or you're farming for shore run turns, and you're, you know, giving away meat to go on these shore turns instead of getting meat. So going after certain trophies basically prohibits you from getting meat that you normally could get. Now, there are some which basically you buy a bunch of stuff and then you either eat, drink, or give them away or use them. And you've also basically sunk meat. So trophies, yes, they are a creative way of being a meat sink. I'm not going to go into too many examples because I don't like being explicitly detailed. Please consult your local KOL wiki. Kara the Cute. That's one of the best items to search for meat-making-wise. That's going to fluctuate, honestly. I mean, if you just wanted just a simple item that was easy to sell for a respectable amount of meat, the first thing that would come to my mind, if I look at this here, and let's go to the mall, because we're going to do this here, is if I look at reagent, a scrumptious reagent, which you can get from Knob Goblin Lab Level 1, they're running about 1,200 meat per item. If you look at dry noodles, which can be gathered from the kitchen, those are gatherable from just a little bit over 3,000 meat. And so those are nice, easy, safe things. You get 20, you get 60,000, boom, you're set and done. If you just want pure meat, obviously the Icy Peak is going to be a much better meat place to get. But if you're looking for something kind of more expensive, okay, really the expensive items tend to kind of come up because of some type of rarity, be it an ultra rare or a time scenario rare, you know, and that kind of is a problem sometimes. So really, you know, it, unless you're going for an ultra rare, off the top of my head, nothing's really dramatically popping up. You know, the oyster eggs, those are nice, because, you know, they sell respectable. Of course, I'm liking this time because this is when all the eggs that I like to buy start getting cheap because everybody floods them into the mall, and I'm like, yes, they're cheap now! And I can buy them and use them, and I'm happy. And, okay, keep getting cheaper there. And no, I'm not telling you which one because, you know, then you'd all, like, jack them up. Hey, come buy mine! Too bad. So, I would say for best items, I still go back to the Icy Peak. I still think this is a great place to farm. You can get 500 to 600 meat without really even trying per turn. With trying, you can get more. With, you know, your skins and your Yeti furs that you can trade and mutate, you can get up to about 200 each in the Hunter, Trapsor, Hunter, Bounty Hunter, Hunter Dude. And, you know, you can make easily 100,000 meat per day off that. Again, with not really even trying. Okay. So I promised that I'd explain this weekend. we always play our finals on TV. Stay at this hotel where they're working on the parking lot, and all the construction workers are staying at the hotel. And so they get done pouring all the concrete, and the concrete truck leaves, and they go over, I kid you not, is they're in the room right below ours. They go down, and they get this little grill out of the back of their truck, and they pull the chairs out of the hotel rooms, and start having a barbecue. Beer, hot dogs, burgers, the whole nine yards. Well, they're all watching everything dry. And then they fix what they gotta fix, and they come back and they keep barbecuing. I'm just like, oh my god. And they're out there like all night. I'm like, this is funny. And then we went to the station to play our final match. Got there at 2. first match started at 5. We were supposed to go on at 7. We started at 7:45. And the questions sucked ass to the point where we were like 150 points off what we normally score. And so, needless to say, we didn't win. The questions were terrible. So, yeah. Gleaves asks, oh yeah, and then I got home like 11:30 at night. So I've been up from like 9 in the morning to 11:30. I was like, ugh. Anyway, Gleaves asks, which do you think is better to get permanented? Astral Shell or Elemental Sorcerer? Also, I'd like to say that my Sorcerer is my 7th favorite class. I'm going to go with Elemental Sorcerer because it has multiple places that it is great to have early on without having to go look for a specific item of equipment to give you that resistance. Astral Shell is good and helpful if you're doing the advanced uber high LTS synergy with, you know, sticks and double icicles and every other monster level spell you can think of on at the same time. Then, yeah, that kind of works anything. But no, yeah, Elemental Saucer. Easy. Link Master. Okay, I would like a suggestion. I am trying to get as many softcore skills to do a 4-day softcore run. Not that hard, but I am kind of noobish. Lol. Which skills are needed first? Okay. I would say, well, softcore. So you don't have to worry about getting your own and making your own food. You can pull those. So postumancy, sauce crafting isn't as important. But the sauce crafting can help because of the reagent potions, which can help you from the Icy Peak and on to help you fight through those battles easier. My first few, I used potions, and now I don't anymore. So that's a good stopgap. Definitely some of your passives, your looting and your meat passive drops are good. Lunging Thrustmack, Eye of the Stoat, Claws of the Otter, Claws of the Walrus from Steel Clubber, Leisha Linguini from Postomancer, Springy Fusilli from Postomancer, Monsha's Madrigal from Accordion Thief, Fat Loot from Accordion Thief, Disco Bandit, I really don't use that much from Disco Bandit, Turtle Tamer would be Amphibian Sympathy and Empathy of the Newt. If you have those, and oh yeah, Tenacity of Snapper, also from Turtle Tamer. If you have that set, you're pretty much okay. You can survive a 4-day fairly easily. I would say that would be my list. What the hell? What's going on in chat? I didn't say Menagerie level 1, it said the lab. I don't know. I see it as lab level 1, Menagerie level 1, and then they go down. That's just me. Sargi asks, my question is, do you think it is worth using the Tome of Snow Cone Summoning once I get another 3 million to buy it? If I will be in hardcore indefinitely, since I have a huge number of hardcore ascension done. Let me explain to you how joyful I am that I have it in hardcore Oxy, because I don't run turns in between the days, so I log in, I do 3 things. I summon snow cones, I summon my hilarious objects, and if I don't have all 3 of my keys, I spend the 8 turns to run the daily dungeon, because I don't ever get the small stuff. And that's it. Well, I do that again the next day. And the next day. And what eventually starts happening is, like today, when I finally ran my turns, I have like 12 snow cones to play with now. Hey, I can use 6 of those over my 120 turns, or I know 9 of those over my 180 turns, and I still have maybe a couple left. And guess what happens tomorrow? Summon, Deadly Dungeon if I still need to. And that's it. Hardcore Oxy is great. Hardcore non-Oxy is still great. It's not as great, But yes, highly. If you're going to be a permanent hardcore character, yeah, yes, 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 do it. Do eat, spin the meat. Do eat. Fight for, not gameplay related, but game related. Did you notice that the picture links in profiles went away? Did you notice they're now back? Gee, Fire4, would that be because Thor and Adra gave away the site, and I think you took it over? And you had to readjust all the links to the new site? Yeah, I think Fire4 is running the picture site now, which is fine. So, yay for Fire4. Gleebses ask which accordion thief skills are the most important to save. How do I feel the high cost of ones early on? Okay. Good question. Accordion thief. No, Sargi. Yeah, like I said, pure hardcore, yeah, it's still gold. Still highly recommended. But seriously, once you have about 15 hardcore skills, or 20, do hardcore oxy. Trust me, it's very therapeutic. Oh, I yeah, very therapeutic. Gleebs asks, accordion thief skills. Let's see here. Moksha's Madrigal is very important to you, especially when you're early on. Fat Loot is a good one to have early on. And Polka Plenty, if you go through there a third time. When you get to the Advanced Accordion Thief, you want to be looking at Jackass Symphony of Destruction and Antiphon's Aptitude, because that helps you just a little bit quicker. Now, as to the fundage, hardcore, yeah, that is a hard issue. If you have the red snow cones and you pull them, use them every plant that gives good meat. If you're softcore, what I tend to do is I tend to pull the facsimile dictionary that I got from the last turn and auto sell it for 21,000 change meat, and that tends to fund my soda water and or magical mystery juice until I get to level 8, where then I get to the peak and I'm okay. It's really, once you get to the peak, you're fine. Actually, no, just really once you get to the mountain, once you get to McLarge Huge, you're fine, especially in softcore. Hardcore, you're really having to fund those buffs when you're power leveling from 5 to 6 and 6 to 7 and 7 to 8 when you're down in the menagerie, and that tends to be pretty hard, especially level 7, because when you're doing the crypt quest, there's no meat in there, almost no meat at all. So, you know, yeah, that's kind of the issue. Don't, okay, good, did not give me a repeat, thank goodness. So that's what I would say, is how do you feel early on? I mean, you auto-sell everything. If you're a teetotaler, every booze you get, you sell. If you're oxy, every food you get, you sell. You decide, okay, well, it's about to run out. Do I have to have that buff right now? Do I need that fat loot right now? Well, not really, because I'm not farming items. Okay, then let it die. Do I really have to have the Moxie's Madrigal? Yes. You know, or are you a Moxie class and your Moxie's already high enough? You know. So that's my plan there. Gleebs asks, is Ratsworth worth it? In hardcore, yes. Getting the monocle is gold. You have an early plus item drop item, and it's great. I don't really ever deal with the money clip or the meat clip, and I don't ever deal with the top hat. I was one of the first ones to get the top hat, but I found out that in hardcore, the monocle is huge to have. Softcore, not so much. Because softcore, usually you have, you know, hopefully you have a Mr. A or two that you can pull, or you already have something from Rasworth that you can pull. So it's not always necessary when you're going softcore to go through Baron every single time. Hardcore, yes, I go through it every time in my hardcore character. Softcore, I don't. But that's just me. Rackham Rose. Hey, Ashlant. We've got PvP and single-player modes here in KOL, but I was just wondering, what do you think the pros and cons would be of a cooperative player mode? Okay, let me start this out, which is that there are no plans at all by anybody to do anything with the cooperative mode version of KOL, mainly because it would require a dramatic recoding of the entire game. And I mean entire game. Now, that being said, the pros would be that the clans as a group could do things as a group, like in like your normal MMORPG. The cons would be massive recoding and God knows what infinite bugs / item meat dupes we'd find and exploit, and we'd fuck the economy up just as good as we did for Black Sunday, which, if you know, is taking a year and a half to fix without wiping everything. So, I think even when you look at a risk-reward benefit ratio, I think it's too high to even really look at it. Justice, 1, 2, 3, 4. What? Kaliandra's bitching about the teacher. Yeah. Asks, Justice, 1, 2, 3, 4, how do you play a hardcore accordion thief character? Oh, good. See, this is why I wasn't really wanting to do a show, because I'm like, If you have LTS and I, and pasta and sorcery, and empathy and sympathy, dude, I mean, you're set up. You are set up to do... I'm doing kind of a disco banner right now. I'm finding that I actually kind of have a hybrid system going on. And this is how it works. And you know what? It works beautifully. When I'm power farming a level to get to the next level to do the quest, I work like a modified muscle class. I put on my crown, I put on a Hamethyst necklace, I put on whatever melee weapons I have, and I just LTS them to death. When I get out of the power leveling and I get to, you know, the crypt or the early stages of the mountain, I switch everything over to a ranged weapon and I just dink them to death. So it's kind of a hybrid now with the Moxie classes, is that I play as a Moxie class unless I don't have enough Moxie to not get hit or one shot kill them. And then I'll go to the muscle class and I'll LTS them. So what do you have to have there? Well, you gotta have something. You gotta have items that's gonna boost your muscle. You've gotta have, you know, definitely the crown from the Goblin King. Must. Amethyst necklace if you got one. Must. Or anything else that adds on melee damage. Dual wielding, any items you can put in your offhand that does that. Great. And you need to be able to switch it out. You know, I almost have, like, you know, Moxie outfit, muscle outfit, and you switch them out as you need them. And then you need a nice ranged weapon. You know, if you can survive until level 8 when you get your free crossbow, then, that'd be pretty cool, too. Okay. I'm sorry, guys. But that's kind of how I do this. It's kind of just a hybrid. It's really not even a muscle anymore. And the thing is, you know, I wish it was a triple hybrid where I could then fling spells. And I mean, you could probably have a muscle mysticality hybrid. You could have a moxie mysticality hybrid. You know. I think that's pretty good. But that's how I tend to do a hardcore Moxie class at all, with all those skills, is I play the Moxie class when it's good for me, and I play the muscle when it's good for me to do that too. Just 1, 2, 3, 4, investing in St. Sneaky Pete's basket fake plastic grass. Yep. yep, yeah, they're all sitting nice and safe in my inventory. Glebes, what Sneaky Oyster Day, whatever item do you think will be the most valuable? Either the baskets or the fake grass itself. Kind of, if you look at the mall, when you look at Bow, the bow is 645, but then the staff is, 610. The bowler is 610. The bow-legged pants, they're also now back down to 610. So see, the bow, which is your original item, is more expensive than your smith items. And if point in case, look at the petrified time. Petrified time, 2.135 million. And actually right now, they're a little bit cheaper than the helmets and swords and trousers. And so see, guys, this is when, you know, economy lesson here. I can buy a petrified time at 2.135 million. I can smith it and go sell it for, you know, into a helmet for a $15,000 meat increase, or a sword for a $60,000 meat increase, or trousers for about $15,000. I wouldn't spend $2 million for $15,000. Some people do. But, you know, if you can spend $150,000 for a $50,000 increase, do it. Alright, but most of the time, your raw materials tend to be pretty, in this case, sometimes, because they're rarer, the original pieces tend to be rarer than the others. And speaking of, I need to get me a second sword. I need to finish off my my dual-wield time outfit from whenever I finally go softcore. Ah, Ichiban Dashi, no soup for you. Jello Boy asks, so I'm finally doing hardcore. I decided to do a Seal Clubber run. I figure I'd start somewhere. I already have dual wielding as a softcore permanent. Should I go ahead and get hardcore 2? Eventually, yes. I would focus on LTS and Eye of the Stoat first. Dual wield's nice. I'd say maybe the third most important one now, after LTS and Eye of the Stoat. And then you need to follow it up with some of the claws. Justice 1234. Effects of an oyster egg for an hardcore oxy. Well, it's going to be just the same as for any other hardcore player. I mean, they're nice to have for that run, you know? Especially if you get the combat items. And then it's just like having, like, the grenades, and you can go to town on people. It's pretty cool. It's pretty nifty. Lord Saline asked, about those quote-unquote 7 undiscovered trophies, do you think they're real, or is Jick sending us on a red herring hunt? Speaking of, what about that red herring trophy? funny. I think that there are maybe 4. I think that there are 4 that I know of that are more than likely true, just based on item numbers and comments that I've just heard or read in different places. As for the other 3 of the magical 7, I don't know. I really do believe there are trophies out there that have not been found. Because multiple people keep going, there are trophies out there that you can't see, or that you don't have yet. So, Let's see here. What are... Ascension Storm says, what really does the giant pinky ring do? What are negative status attacks? There are some monsters like the apathetic lizardmen and the giant jellyfish that can give you apathy or poisoned or a status like that where it lowers your stats, and so that ring would help negate the chance that you actually got hit by that. Make sense? It's for a very specific set of effects that happen to you during attacks, and I really think... What the hell? Ice cream truck going by playing this old man. Anyway, moving on. Meanwhile... So it's a very specific set. Not a ton. And I really think that Jik and Co. need to have more monsters do more effects like that, because that would make you go, I should be careful and not just whacking at them to death, because if I get hit, something bad might happen to me. I really do think that. And Sergni asked, is hot stuffing a hacked item or an implemented item? Okay, I do not know how they're getting the hot stuffing. Hot stuff put it in, and from what everything I'm going to say, to the question that says, is hot stuffing a hacked item or an implemented item? The answer is yes, it's implemented, but I think you have to do some type of hacking to find it. I don't have a clue where it is, though. So, yeah. Butterboo asks, can you give tips for 3-day runs? What kind of food to pull? Pickles versus chow mains? That kind of stuff. Well, pickles are pretty good, but they're expensive. Chow mains are not as expensive, easier to get. 50-50 toss-up. Really, what I would suggest is, and this is for anybody, is go to the wiki and look at how many fullness you get and figure out, okay, if I could eat this many pickles, how many adventures would I get? What's my range? How many of each stat would I get? Okay? Then do it for chow mein. And the key thing you want to look for on a speed run is you want more adventures per day. Massive stat mouse, you want adventures. So whatever gives you the most adventures, you want. Drinks, I just do Disco Bandit drinks. Unless you've got access to TPS, then go ahead and do that one as well. Really, with a 3-day run, you have to have something that's going to give you an edge, either a wax lips or an icicle or some of the buffs that raise monster levels. I mean, I used to do 3-day runs, 620 turns, 630 turns, with nothing more than the mind control device and just a normal set of outfits. And now I use an icicle. I use two when I'm really trying to make a quick run for level 14, level 15 skill. But really, I mean, the whole thing is doing a 3-day without something that helps you with your monster levels and your stats, it is going to be hard. That's going to be very hard to do. You know? So, as Insurgent points out, you know, pickles do give you less adventures, but that you can eat more because there's less fullness, but that costs you more pulls. Gleaves asks, what about third and fourth generation mushroom rinds? Third and fourth generation mushroom wines. You know, I've not actually experimented a lot with them. I have a whole collection of the third and fourth generation. Actually, I have a whole collection of all mushroom wines. They're in my display case. I've not played with any of them really to see if they would be a good, valid switch out from a Disco Bandit drink because I have a stash of Disco Bandit drinks and I'm lazy like that. You know, and see, okay, look, this is what I pull. Okay, I'm going to give you my day one, my day two, my day three pulls on my 3A sock war. Okay, day one I pull 4 Chow Mein, 1 Disco Bandit drink, 5 pulls right there. 2 Ms. Accessories, 1 Mr. Accessory Jr. That makes it 8 pulls. Okay, Dope Wheels, Meat Engine, 10 pulls. Dingy Planks, it's 11. Facsimile Dictionary, 12. Wax Lips, 13. Icicle, 14. Rock and Roll Legend is 15. I have 5 pulls left. That's what I pull when I start. Then it depends. If I'm on a stat day and I'm going to make a run to level 8 or 9, I hold those 3 pulls until I see what ore I need for the mine, and then I go in and I pull those 3 ores. So that's 16, 17, 18. I have 2 pulls left. I then pull 2 pieces of the swashbuckling outfit. I'm done. If I'm not going to make level 7 or 8 or 9 because I'm hitting teetotaler and I'm banking everything because tomorrow's a stat day, then I pull the 3 pieces of the swashbuckling outfit, and most of the time I actually don't pull anything for the other two, which I really should pull something, but honestly at that point, with my way I do my 3 days, day 2 I pull 4 food, 4 Disco Bandit drinks, whatever I didn't pull from day one, be it the ore or the swashbuckle outfit, and that's it. Day three, I pull the food, the drinks, and then I get all my turns done. I get out of Ronin. I have everything now, and I usually have 20 turns to beat the 90 sorcerers. Eh, not a big problem. If I realize that I'm going to get short, then I'll use those day three turns to pull the keys, and I usually know by the end of the day, too, if I'm in trouble or not. Like, if you get drunk because the pirate is being a bastard and gives you two drunkenness things in a row and puts you to 16 drunkenness, yeah, like today, I started pulling keys because I might need to do most of the tower before I get out of Ronin. But I would say, honestly, that, you know, I can pull it off because I have a wax lips and the icicle. I mean, I was able to do it before the icicle with just the wax lips, with the hovering sombrero. And Lilith bought me a simple playing monkey, and I'm actually playing right now, trying to figure out, really, which one is faster in a 3-day speed sense of a 20-pound hovering sombrero or a 20-pound simple playing monkey. So I'm dabbling with that right now. So anyway, okay, guys, I am now out of questions. I'm going to play another Kong and Concert song, and that will give me about 15 minutes, so I need a good another 10 to 12 to 15 questions. And I've not heard from my replacement. Let's go see who that is. Who comes on after me today? It's normally Tehaplo. But, you know, yes, it is Tehaplo. She is terrified, so I will have to hope that Tehaplo shows up. And she will. She usually shows up about 5 minutes from now. So, anyway, Blue, message your questions to Ashland. I got another 20 minutes to go. We'll play another song, and then we'll come back. This is State of the Kingdom here on Radio KOL. And Tehaplo has checked in. Again, all these songs are available on the web. So, yes. Let's see here. Gleep says the high generation mushroom wines are better than a TPS drink, adventures per drunkenness wise. That's cool, but that again will be more pulls. Sauceman Spiff, what will it take to win your Bad Art contest? My wife will look at them all and give everybody a scale of, 1 to 10, based on how hideous, how halfway interesting, and what makes her laugh, and what she considers bad. Now, there is bad, and then there is utter crap, and some of you guys are getting that mixed up. Utter crap means flinging lines together and making no sense of anything. Having me eat poo is not going to get you to win, especially since you're belated anyway. The one that won last year was just this god-awful, hideous contrast of pastel slices and funny comments and bad spelling. It was just like, oh my god, that's just wrong. You know, it has to be bad, but it has to be so bad that we go, oh, that's funny. You know, it can't just be, that's stupid. Like, it kind of sucks. It's got to be like, yeah, you have to have the creative in you to win this thing, okay? People are getting more into the bad art contest than the good one. I love it. What a boo. You're a real person. Yes. Yes, I am. I am 100% real. Insurgni, is it for simple laziness on your end that you don't use black low tie to auto-sail for your speedcore runs or what? No. It's meat management, Nick. It's, if I buy a $100,000 Black Lotus and auto-sell it, that's 50,000 meat that I've lost. I'm selling the dictionary, which I get for free, and I'm gaining 21,000 meat for that run. I'm not putting anything in from the previous turns, and in the event that I don't have any left and then I have to go from Ronin, I have that. And I can fund myself up into the peak with 21,000 meat as a starter up. Sometimes it's really touch and go. It's like this run today was kind of getting close. But I got through, I said, okay, we're doing it. Okay, I'm not going to use Springy Facility. Okay, I'm not going to use this one. Until I had to have it on certain turns in levels in the crypt. You can survive with 21,000 meat. I run 7 buffs pretty much nonstop on Dark Eagle. And those would be, because I know you're going to ask, Leisha Linguini, Empathy of the Newt, Moxious Madrigal, Springy Facility, Tenacity of the Snapper, Symphony of Destruction, and Antiphon. Those are the 7. Those are the only 7 I run. I buff, and if I have a purple snow cone, I'll use it in there. But yeah, that's why. That's honestly why, because I'm not losing 50,000 meat a shot. Now, that being said, I did use Lotuses when I did my 2-day run because I wanted that extra meat to donate. So a little bit different strategy on that for a 2-day. Note a sandwich or not a sandwich, this is my first pass through as a sorcerer. I'm wondering if shirts are good enough for me to take torso awareness over any of the sorcerer skills. Thanks mucho. If you don't already have sauce crafting and elemental sauce sphere, then I would say that those would be better places to do that. Pain117, hi Herb, Pete M here. I feel there should be a trophy for 15,000 trips from the shore. Yeah, Pete. You. DeFartman asked, Ashlyn, I know that the sombrero is based on monster level, while the volleyball is pounds, but what monster level does the sombrero surpass the volleyball, and how do I figure out base monster level? You'd be surprised how much math has been done on that. There's a thread on there where you look at BFV versus the Hovering Sombrero, it's in gameplay, and then also there's a discussion on that on the wiki. The base monster level, let's see if I can remember how this is. It's take your stat points and multiply it by 5, I think. Or times 3 or something. If you look in the wiki, the KOL wiki, that's based off Coldfront,
It's all on there. It's all those mechanics and numbers are on there. And I'm actually, rule of thumb is once you get past IC's peak, volleyball is no longer better than a Huffington Sombrero, especially if it has on wax lips. What I'm trying to look at right now is, does a cymbal playing monkey with wax lips and with the extra meat bonus outweigh, and is it just as good as the Hovering Sombrero? Which I'm finding I'm still leaving about 70 to 80 turns in Ronin. And since I'm not struggling to do it within Ronin or not within Ronin, I can do it within Ronin anytime I want it. To me, it's kind of really a moot point. But if you're doing longer runs, Sombrero gets better later on. I mean, I always have a Sombrero whenever you're in the tower, because that's how you get from 67 to 70 really quickly. Let's see here. Question, looking for questions. I read that one. Hero and a Half Shell, what is the best turtle tamer skills to keep? Amphibian Sympathy, Empathy of the Newt, Tenacity of the Snapper. Those are three good ones. Let's see here. I'm looking at the bad art contest. Rodnisha, how do I spell what? What am I spelling? I'm not sure what I'm supposed to be spelling. Because I'm confused. In Cerny, how many skills total are there? There are, right now, 101 that you can get, and then there's the defunct Thrust Smack. So technically 102. Oh, whoa. Dang it. Let me just go look up my my table here, and I'll count them. It's just over, sir. I have 90. I wanted to say it's 101. Go away. Dang it. I love it when everything decides to go slow and not work as fast as I want it to. It is being silly. Okay. It's opening up now. Let's see here. So if you think about it, there are at least 15 skills right now. Levels 0 through 14, and then two of them have, there's 101 skills that you can get. You have 15 skills in four classes, you have 16 skills in two classes right now. Then you have the five gnomish, and then you have, 1, 2, 3, 4 other skills. So, 101 skills, plus the extra one, which is the, the defunct skill. So yeah, I have 101. 101 skills that you can get right now, if you get everything in. Right now, Ash or Dark Eagle has 90 of them. So close to getting there. Rodney asked me how it's spelling guh. I don't know. Yes, that includes this here because I want to make sure I'm in the right. 16 plus 5 plus 4. I also have to put a plus in front of the first number. 101. Yes, 101 skills. 101 skills. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. And I have 11 left to go. Thank God. So yes, that includes all of the torso stuff and the gnomish skills and the two tomes. Defunct, dead, finished, does not exist anymore. Defunct.
the other... See, okay, I have my little spreadsheet. I have Accordion Thief, Disco Bandit, Pasta Menace for Sorcerer, Steel Clubber, Turtle Tamer, Gnomish, and Other. Summon Snow Cones, Chronic Indigestion, Cleash, and Summon Hilarious Objects. So two tomes, the Cleash spell, and Chronic Indigestion, which you get from eating an extra spicy, insanely extra spicy burrito. Does Lunge Smack do anything special? I don't know. The one that's dead, I don't have. Thrust Smack is just a times 2 damage. Lunging Thrust is times 3. The Lunge Thrust or the Lunge Smack or whatever the crap it was. I don't know what it is. I don't remember. Okay, I think at this point I'm going to go ahead and poke to Haplo. Are you ready? And if she says yes, I'm going to play one more Kong in Concert song. And we will be stepping out of here. I think she's going to be just fine. Water boy, if I gave you one meat, what would I get? You'd get a thank you. Since I don't have much for one meat. Can you hardcore permanent Cleash? I softcore permanent with Dark Eagle, so I don't see why not. But then again, that was the oops, I forgot to buy something, so I'm going to go ahead and use that as my skill to play. You're going to update your profile since you're not second in stars. Since you are numbered. What? Am I or am I not second anymore? I should still be second. Let's look at the batch here. Star. Search. Star. I am, still number 2. And, yeah, I just took all those out. I kind of scrapped those all. But, don't doubt Nico. I got gifts. And someone claims that they're pretty big. I was like, I'll believe it when I open it. But if it's true, I might get really close to catching her. Alright, guys. Okay, one last time for the skills. Accordion Thief has 16. Disco Bandit has 15. Because remember, level 0, the free skill you get before you start, that kind of adjusts everything. Pasta Mancer, Sorcerer, and Steel Clubber also have 15. Turtle Tamer has 16. Okay? There are 4 other skills. Summon Snow Cone, Chronic Indigestion, Cleash, Summon Hilarious Objects. That basically fills in the 4 gaps on like a level 15, so you can go 6 times 16 and get 96, plus then there are 5 gnomish skills that gives you 101, plus if you have the dead skill, you could technically have 102 skills. Alright guys, this is Ashlon, State of the Kingdom. I will be doing no shows next week because I will be in Washington, D.C. I will catch y'all later. Bye-bye.